Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Irish On Tap, a podcast about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish presented to you by On Tap Sportsnet. I'm your host, Brandon Suarez. You can follow me on Twitter at BDon300. And today, we're going to be breaking down this past weekend's victory, a huge one, against number 4 Clemson, in which we were victorious 35-14. And then, on the other side of the show, we're going to take a look ahead at this weekend's matchup, in which we host, or it's a neutral site game, actually. We are listed as the home team, but we play Navy. 11 a.m. ABC. Let me check the venue on that. I know we've talked about this game before. Pull that up right now. But, yeah, let's talk about Notre Dame-Clemson. Notre Dame-Clemson is one of those games that you know it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a war of attrition. It might come down to the last possession. The first time we played them back in 2015 down in South Carolina, came all the way down to a two-point conversion at the end of the game. But this game, this night, this team, the coaches, the execution, everything was on point. Arguably the biggest win in the Marcus Freeman era. Not even arguably, it is the biggest win in the Marcus Freeman era. And you just saw a different team out there, right? And it makes you sit here and beg the question, how the hell on earth did this team lose to Stanford and Marshall, but is good enough to beat Clemson? We're back in the top 25. We're ranked number 20 in the country right now. First time we've been ranked since we fell out after starting the season 0-2. That's something that I said should have been a goal for this team. They went out and did it. And honestly, a very good opportunity to finish the season 9-3 or 8-4. I really think that two games coming up, Navy and Boston College, and then you play USC, should be slam dunks, with the exception of USC. That's going to be a tough game. But Navy this weekend, Boston College next weekend, we're already bowl eligible. We clinched bowl eligibility with the win last weekend. Just a lot going on, but to look at it by the numbers, right? You held Uiagalelei under 200 yards, Will Shipley under 100, and that's all purpose. He only had 80 total yards, and he had 17 touches. So did a great job shutting him down. Early on, it looked like the corners were going to be an issue, but the defense played absolutely phenomenal. The only points that Clemson ended up scoring were those points that they scored late in the game. You get a blocked punt to start it out, return for a touchdown by Prince Colley. And honestly, after that moment, all nerve was removed from me. And I don't even play the game. I just get nervous in these big games because we've been embarrassed so many times that you just want to see the team be able to go out there and win one, right? And Michael Meyer, 4 receptions, 44 yards, tutty. Logan Diggs had 17 carries for 114 yards, and Audric Estimate, 18 carries for 104. We were able to run the ball as a team for 263 yards. Did not allow 100 on the other side of the ball, and didn't allow 200 through the air. I mean, an absolute domination of Clemson happened out in South Bend on Saturday. And as a Notre Dame fan, it just has you, you know, it's positive. I'm excited. I'm a little disappointed that it took them this long to get here in this season to play that well. But for the future, a very young team, a team that with a new head coach, you need wins like this. And they dominated every aspect of this game. Didn't turn the ball over, outgained them, outpossessed them. Better play from individual players. Everything that you could have asked for from Notre Dame, we saw out there on Saturday. And we go through the points. I will say that the points weren't scored by Clemson yet until the fourth quarter. They scored all 14 of their points in the fourth quarter. So it is what it is there. Like, you give up some late points and you learn to deal with it. But we only needed Drew Pine to throw the ball 17 times today. So he threw the ball 17 times, 85 yards, a tutty. And then, like I said, we ran the ball for 263 yards. On the defensive side of the ball, we saw big plays from everyone. Tariq Bracey was out there making plays. J.D. Bertrand was out there making plays. And how about that young cornerback that was getting a lot of flack early in the season, Benjamin Morrison? I know I was even rough on him. Kid came to play. Kid had turnovers. Kid was electric in coverage. Kid did everything that you would ask from your starting cornerback in that game against Clemson. But yeah, the usual guys, Bertrand, Foskey, Bracey, all had phenomenal games. And as a D-line, or just in general, they were able to sack him four times. Sack Uiagalelei four times. Bertrand got one. Bracey got one. Foskey got one. And Howard Cross got one. He got the first one. He started the night off. I'm really proud of the way this team has continued to get better throughout the season, because there were a lot of different points throughout the season where they could have just quit. They could have not been able to figure it out in those situations. And out there on Saturday, there was no moment. Like I said, after the Prince Kali touchdown to start the game early in the first quarter, I knew it was going to be tough. I knew that once we had the lead, we could play more of our game, though, right? We don't have to try to throw the ball 40 times in what would have been like 25 mile an hour winds. Like, the team was more than prepared to go into that game and run the ball 47 times, and they averaged 5.6 yards a carry and got two touchdowns out of it. You get two defensive touchdowns, and you get a touchdown through the air from Michael Meyer. But 35-14 against the number four team in the nation when going into that game, you weren't ranked, and I don't even think they were receiving votes. I know that we had talked about the prospects of becoming ranked again before we lost to Stanford. And if we would have beaten Stanford, we probably would have came into this game like 25 or something. But no matter what, we leave with the win. We find a way, get it done at our home field, and it's a statement win for Marcus Freeman. How about that? They rush the field. He's down there. The look on his face, he was elated. I haven't seen that type of smile on Freeman's face since he's been named head coach. Now, when he was the defensive coordinator, that was a different story. But you got to love what you see out of this team to fight back and to get to the point where you've ruined the college football playoff for Clemson. Serious chaos would have to ensue for Clemson to get to the college football playoff. If I look at the rankings right now for college football, USC I know for a fact is in the top 10, but let me see what their exact ranking is in the CFP. So in the CFP, they're ranked 8th. I'm not necessarily saying they would go to the college football playoff, but ahead of them is Oregon, Tennessee, and then the top four is TCU, Michigan, Ohio State, and then at number one, Georgia. Top four is the four remaining undefeated teams in Division I college football. Ohio State and Michigan also play each other. Forgot to add that. But, yeah, it's going to shake out to where it would be nice to get another top 10 victory. And that game against USC is, I want to say it's in Southern Cal. It could be wrong. So we're at the neutral location that I still have yet to figure out, even though we're about to get into the Navy and then, or the Navy portion of the show. We're at home against Boston College, and then we're on the road against USC. Notre Dame Navy location. Let's see where we're at for this game.
Oh, it's in Baltimore.
Okay. It's at M&T Bank Stadium. Unless my stadium knowledge deceives me, I'm almost 100% sure. Yeah, that's Baltimore. That's where the Ravens play. So that's pretty cool. It's always good to see that they put those NFL stadiums on their schedule. But yeah, let's get back to Clemson. We'll wrap Clemson up just like they wrapped them up out there pretty handedly out there on Saturday. Offensive players of the game, you go Diggs and Estime. Estime simply cannot be stopped, especially in the third and fourth quarter of games when they're just ramming him down the center of that defense. The offensive line has played phenomenal football over the last few weeks,
but the running backs have benefited, and obviously the running backs are always the one that get the credit, right? But don't let it go by the wayside how good that offensive line has been playing. But Logan Diggs and Audric Estime to combine for 218 yards on 35 carries and a touchdown, averaging, you know, right around 6 yards a carry. Phenomenal, phenomenal work from the duo. Couldn't be more excited to see what's in the future. And then obviously Chris Tyree, not player of the game, but he still had 9 touches for 52 yards. So all the running backs doing what they're supposed to do. Only 3 people caught passes, which is kind of strange. 1 tight end, 1 running back, and a receiver. Jaden Thomas, 3 for 15. Chris Tyree, 2 for 26. And Michael Meyer, 4 for 44. I was trying to roll into that, but it sounded like 4 for 4 for 4. Like, you know, you're at Wendy's and you just ordered 3 4 for 4s. But, yeah, doesn't matter. We played into the elements. We played into the weather. We have a power running game that can't really be stopped, and we have 3 backs that can all run well in it. So just do what you do best. On the defensive side of the ball, I think this is easy. Got to go Benjamin Morrison. Turnovers were phenomenal to have in this game. He obviously had a touchdown in this game, first touchdown as a Notre Dame Fighting Irish football player. He also had 7 tackles. So, like, what more could you ask from a young corner in arguably the biggest game of his life, right? Huge, huge game from him. Excited to see what the future holds for Benjamin Morrison. But, yeah, overall, you couldn't have asked for a greater game. Y'all know that you're going to get the best shot when you play against Clemson. And that's a team that's regularly in the top 10, regularly competing for college football playoffs. And you went out there and effectively ruined their season on Saturday. So hats off to the guys for going out there and finding a way to win a football game. And they did it in dominating fashion. Even the quarter that Clemson found points in, that they found 14 points, and we still ended up winning the quarter. So it was like, yeah, you scored, but did you really score? Like, we still beat you in that quarter, you know? Looking at the rest of our season, so like I said, this week, play against Navy. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. It's early, and it's at a neutral site, but basically a home game for Navy in Baltimore. And we go into this game ranked 20th in the AP and 20th in the college football playoff. Before I start, oh, and we're ahead of Illinois. That's incredible. And Florida State. My buddy's a Florida State fan, so I look forward to talking shit about that. But honestly, man, if they can win out, if they can find a way to go 9-3, they'll probably be on the other side of the number 15 ranking by then. 100%. Maybe even as close. Maybe even like, I don't know if they'll crack the top 10, but I could see them getting up to as high as 15 or 12 if the schedule pans out to where they're able to win the rest of their games and you finish the season 9-3, which after you start the season 1-2, if you're able to finish 9-3, that's a very admirable finish for this team with a, you know, you flipped over at quarterback, a brand new head coach, and young skill position players on both sides of the football, but players that are out there making plays. So no complaints on this side. I know earlier in the season it seemed like the sky was falling and everything was going wrong, but outside of the Stanford game, this team has really come together, and it's going to be exciting to see how they're able to finish out this season. But you know what it's like to play against Navy. The Navy game is always a fun game. It's a rivalry game. This year it's at a neutral site. And on top of it being at a neutral site, it's a game that you know that you're going to get an offense that you're not accustomed to seeing, which is the option. And Navy will probably throw the ball less than 10 times this entire game, and they're completely content to do it. We're a good running football team. This game might be over in like 2.5 hours. If you have plans at 2 o'clock and this game starts at 11, you're probably going to be able to get to your plans before this game. You know, this game's going to be over early. I don't know what the weather's going to be like in Baltimore, but I still think that we will want to keep their offense off the field because their offense is like a blood-sucking leech. They get 3 yards here, 4 yards there, and then another 3 yards on third down, rinse and repeat, and have longer time-consuming drives where they're trying to take time off the clock because they just don't pass the ball. So the clock doesn't stop unless they go out of bounds, you know? Football 101, duh. But it's a game that we're like 17-point favorites. I know the game's going to be severely slowed down with how much running is going on. Let me pull up the exact numbers. I know it was, I want to say, 17-point favorites, and the over-under's got to be somewhere in the 40s. Over-under is, it's 39.5. Oh, my goodness. That's a very low number. I think I might have to take a Notre Dame team total or something. I'm interested in that. -15.5 is the spread. And then the matchup predictor has Notre Dame at 91.1%. But like I said, look, the total is in line with what I just said based off those numbers, like a 39.5 total for two teams that average 50 points a game. It's either the easiest bet we'll ever make or a trap line. And I guess I'll be dumb enough to find out, but the Notre Dame team total is 26.5 and it's -135. So I would, if you could find 27.5 and a little less juice, I don't hate it. Four touchdowns from us in this game. And even just, honestly, I'll probably just take the game total because if Navy scores or even makes a game of it, I would like to have a little bit of an emotional hedge because I don't take spreads that high. No shot. But I do think that we win this game. I do think that the Navy team this year, this iteration of it, they're 3-6. They're fighting for bowl eligibility. They probably have us as the toughest game left on their schedule. Let me pull theirs up, see what they got left. But they don't really have any, like, marquee wins. So, yeah, they play us and UCF and then Army. So, like, their season's pretty much cooked. They lost to Delaware, beat Memphis, beat Eastern Carolina, which is a huge surprise because East Carolina is a pretty good team. Lost to Air Force, absolutely annihilated Tulsa. Lost against SMU and Houston, beat Temple, lost to Cincinnati. And they are 3-6 on the year, like I said. But they bring back Ty Lavatai, their quarterback. And on the season, he only has, let's see his passing yards. So, yeah, on the season, he has 787 yards passing. But rushing, he has 371 and 7, or he has 309 and 5 touchdowns. So, a guy that's going to touch the ball on every play, a guy that you know is someone that we have to worry about. And then one thing, too, is when they do pass the ball, it's usually in those third down situations. It's usually in a situation where their back is up against the wall. Or sometimes they'll pop it out and surprise. And when they hit you on surprise, I've seen enough Navy football to know those plays go for a lot of yards. So you have to be able to make Lavatai beat you deep. And honestly, I don't think he can with our corners. I know we don't have the best corners in the nation, but I like our corners over whatever Navy is trotting out there at receiver because nobody's going to Navy to play receiver, you know? I say that and they have, you know, full receiver room. But what I mean by that is it's an offense that's predicated on the run. You know, you don't have like a Calvin Johnson prototype over there cooking up at Navy. I like the chances of our cornerbacks to go out there and make the plays necessary for us to win this game. And this is off like 10 plays. They'll probably pass the ball a maximum of 15 times. Like an absolute maximum of 15 times. For a score prediction, I would say Notre Dame 31, Navy 13. We could score more than 30. I don't like our offense is prone to pop at a moment's notice. We've seen it throughout several games this season. And the more the merrier. But like I said, I like the game total. I like the Notre Dame team total. And based off my score prediction, which I know this doesn't matter, but I predicted the other team that I cover, I predicted their correct score 24-21 yesterday in NIU. Maybe I'm right on this, but I don't think that Navy has nearly enough to hang with us on any given Saturday. And I think that the approach that they'll take in this game is to try and shorten it and to try and have those long extended drives. But I just think that they're not going to have enough offensive firepower and honestly not enough on defense to stop us to win this game. So like I said, 31-13 Notre Dame, key players on the offensive side of the ball. We'll go Michael Meyer. Ooh, he's picking Michael Meyer. He's so risky. But I usually go with the backs or the line. But I think that Michael Meyer is probably the most important piece on our offense just due to the fact that he's always that calming presence for the quarterback, always able to bail the quarterback out and find ways to help the play that already got extended or make a play in traffic. And, I mean, I've said it before on the show, the best tight end that I've seen play at Notre Dame, and I've seen some greats, but yeah, I expect a big game out of Michael Meyer. I know I said we'll probably run the football a lot, but I expect Meyer to find the end zone and have probably around 50 to 75 yards. Help Drew Pine out when we have to pass the football. On the defensive side of the ball, interesting week, right? You need a great performance from your linebackers against the option. I think this is a great week for Morris Lufau. I know we have more tackle machines and like J.D. Bertrand at linebacker, but I think Lufau is a more athletic player, and I think that he'll be the one that's more trusted with the QB spy and trying to chase down that option. Obviously, I'm not in those rooms, so don't take my word for law, but I do believe that Lufau has a good game out there on Saturday, probably around 10 tackles. Special teams, I'll say it until it happens. I say it week in and week out. I know we don't get a lot of opportunities to return kicks and punts because fair catches and all that, but give me a kick six, a kick return for a touchdown, or a punt return for a touchdown. I don't care which way we find it. Get it done out there on special teams. And yeah, 31-13 is where I'm at. Offensively, like I said, looking for a big game out of Michael Meyer. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Morris Lufau. But yeah, it's a great week to be a Notre Dame fan. Great time. Beat Clemson 35-14 at your place. Really just have, it seemed like what would have been a party in South Bend. And I'm honestly sad that I wasn't able to go to that game because, yeah, that would have been a great game to go to. And then got you a little bit ready for Navy. Navy rivalry game. Game we look forward to every year. You got to stop the option. You got to feed into just that hard-nosed brand of football. It's almost like a throwback style of football. And find a way to win a tough game, and you're going to have to win it between the trenches. I look forward to getting back with you guys on the other side of the Navy game. Like I said, I'm predicting a 31-13 win. I don't think that we'll have too much tough treading in this game. And at this point, it's about finishing the season 9-3 and even one up in that. You can still get to 10 wins in this season if you win your bowl game. And what a good bookend that would be for one full year on the job for Marcus Freeman after losing the game against Oklahoma State where we were up by a gazillion. I think I just wrote it. And I will put this into the air too. I would like to see if we can try and get LSU in a bowl game. Hopefully we can just keep winning games and get higher up in the rankings. And some way it falls our way where we end up playing LSU in a bowl game, because what better way to just say fuck you to BK? And that's my final moment on it. Irish by 1,000 this week. We'll be back with you guys win, lose, or draw on the other side.
We really do appreciate you for listening to this week's show. Got nothing else for you guys, then go Irish.